In an election that was largely devoid of drama, Petaluma saw the closest contest, with Mike Harris holding a lead of just 211 votes over mayoral rival David Glass when all the precincts were in. That outcome will not be officially decided for some time yet, as several thousand late-arriving vote-by-mail ballots remain to be counted. At the same time, the Measure Q tax proposal, which Harris favored and Glass opposed, was roundly defeated. That's a paradox, observes Sonoma State political science professor Dave McEwen.
The tax that was put forward by proponents of dealing with the Rainier problem in transportation, that went down in flames, and the conventional wisdom was that should help David Glass. But Mike Harris did very well. I think that's a somewhat surprising result.
The lone holdover from the June primary, the 4th District Supervisor seat, was decided as soon as the first batch of ballots were tabulated, when James Gore leapt out to a double-digit percentage lead over Deb Fudge, a margin that never really changed. And the three open seats on the Santa Rosa City Council were claimed by well-known names, former reporter and columnist Chris Corsi, retired Police Chief Tom Schwedheim, and previous Councilman John Sawyer. Those were the two big expenditure contests locally, and in McEwen's assessment, they showed how deeply the effects of the Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling have already reached.
The worry of Citizens United has come to fruition at the local level. You see it in Sonoma County in terms of the 4th Supervisorial District race, and you see it in City Council, and in Petaluma, also in Santa Rosa, and you see it really around issue-based politics where multiple actors and interest groups and corporations get involved, typically on a no or anti-side, and they spend lots of money to go after candidates and different issues.
The two countywide spending measures, H for Santa Rosa Junior College and M for the library system, both passed handily, as did utility tax measures in Cloverdale and Sebastopol. One other closely watched local ballot measure, the effort to ban fluoridation from Healdsburg's water system, lost badly. That pleased the city's assemblyman-elect Jim Wood, who happens to be a former dentist.
For me, that's personal. I believe in the science, I understand the science, and I believe the voters of Healdsburg believe us. And to me, it's a big vote of confidence. I believe that we will be able to protect the oral health of the next generation and the generation hopefully after that.
Elsewhere, full sets of incumbents were re-elected to the city councils of Rohnert Park, Cotati, and Sebastopol, while newcomer Dave King will join Chris Albertson and Teresa Barrett on the Petaluma Council. Former Councilman Gus Walter will rejoin the Cloverdale Council, where Carol Russell and Joe Palla were also re-elected. No incumbents ran in Healdsburg, where another former councilman, Eric Ziedrich, is back on the council, along with current Planning Commissioner Jeff Sivian. The winners in Windsor were Sam Salmon, for a sixth term, Dominic Fapoli, and Mark Milan. Another longtime councilman, Ken Brown, finished fourth in a three-seat race in Sonoma. Those seats were instead claimed by Gary Edwards, Madeline Agramonte, and Rachel Huntley. Altogether, 45% of Sonoma County's registered voters participated in this election, less than a third of them by voting at their local precincts. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.